Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thank you very much. Staying with us today, if you have been, if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com, and when you get to that site, you can find a little bit of Small Business Heaven, thousands of archives, hundreds and actually over 1,000 now articles of as they have been written by me and our Brain Trust members, and archives going all the way back to 1999. Now, if you wonder about how long people have been doing this internet streaming thing, we've been doing it a long time. In fact, we were streaming our shows even prior to the archiving. We were streaming on the internet. Now we're now over 7 years of streaming the show on the internet as well as on the radio, nationally on the radio. So we've been doing it a long time, and so you can go back and see the body of work that we've done, including as it breaks down in all the different categories in our archive library, or you find the same library under the list of Brain Trust members, also under the list of articles, and so it's a pretty easy site, I think, to navigate. We get a lot of compliments on that, so I hope you'll enjoy that. Let me introduce you to our new friend. Dr. Radwan Sade is with us, and he's an economist with the Office of Economic Research at the Small Business Administration's Office of Advocacy. He works with our good friends Tom Sullivan and of course his boss Chad Mutre, who's the chief economist there at the Office of Advocacy. Radwan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be aboard.
It's good to have you here. And by the way, folks, many of you we'll remember Chad Mutre, who's been with us many times on the show before. Radwan, his wife recently had a beautiful little daughter. You were just giving me the report off the air, and the baby was born just a few days ago, and so we're very happy about that, and we congratulate Chad and his wife on the new baby.
Thank you very much.
Radwan, The Office of Advocacy had another event last week, and we've talked about it a little bit on the show before. We talked about it before it happened, and we've had a little bit of a visit on this topic with our good friend Zoltan Ach. But you helped to put this program on, and I want you to tell the audience what it was and what you guys accomplished that day.
Thank you. That's a wonderful, wonderful question, wonderful avenue to basically talk about the conference. Putting it together basically tried to see the nexus between entrepreneurship and economic development. But more importantly, we tried to see that nexus at the state level. Basically, it was a question, what are the states doing to promote economic development through entrepreneurship? Zoltan Ach was one of the opening presenters, and he really presented an economic academic view of the issue by speaking of geography as it related to economic development. Shortly after that opening session, I mean, we had about 250, 256 people present at the conference, including the presenters. Mm-hmm. After the initial presentation, we had a series of breakout sessions. Basically, at every single time slot, you had concurrent sessions going. It was phenomenal that we're basically filled to capacity in the rooms. Mm. The conference took place at the Ronald Reagan Building, wonderful venue. And every single one of the breakout sessions was full.
Now, one of the things that when we're talking about the connection between the nexus between entrepreneurship and economic development, I think communities in America are at a real break point right now, Radwan, because they've still probably got some infrastructure, meaning people and trained people and investment committed to not just economic development, but industrial development. meaning we're looking for that big plant. When are we going to get the? When are we going to get our 4,000 employee plant making an average of $15 an hour, et cetera, et cetera? And a lot of communities around the country are still in that mindset and are not realizing that they're in the 21st century, and most communities aren't going to get that 4,000 employee plant, are they?
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, and that's why I say that it was phenomenal. I mean, I don't want to pat ourselves on the back too much.
Go ahead, Ron.
Together, but it was phenomenal. It was phenomenal that we put this group of people together. The reason I say and I emphasize that it was phenomenal is that you have a clear example of a public-private partnership at the state level. Mm-hmm. We have state universities that are partnering. Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay. You have public universities that are partnering with small businesses that have innovation either at the technological level or agricultural level.
Hold that thought, Radwan. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to continue our visit with Radwan Saidi right after these messages. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Radwan Saidi is with us, too. Radwan is an economist at the Office of Economic Research at the U.S. Small Business Administration's Office of Advocacy, and he's telling us about this conference that they held last week that I've told you a little bit about, which is focused. I was there last year, by the way, Radwan. I actually was present at the one that was conducted last year and broadcast my show from there and met a number of the folks. I wasn't able to make it this year.
Absolutely.
But it was a great event last year, and I know you had another good one this year. And the focus of this year's event was helping communities understand the connection between entrepreneurship and economic development, and to get them get their heads out of the old industrial development mindset and into the 21st century. I like to tell communities, Radwan, that, you know, we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. We're in the 21st century, and they've got to start thinking not – and I use the word – I use the term 4,000 employee plant a minute ago. Heck, there aren't that many 400 employee plants that are being placed around the country. Communities should start building, in my opinion, should start building their strength of their business, I mean of their economic community, I should say, with their entrepreneurs. And the truth is, in my opinion, Radwan, you can tell me what you guys found when you got the research that the people brought. In my opinion, that kind of growth is going to be slower. It's not going to, you know, drop a big plant on you all at once in a two-year period with a bunch of construction investment. But over the long haul, over the long period of time, it's the strongest investment, because when those entrepreneurs find a place to live and they like where they live, they stay there, don't they?
Absolutely. But the thing that I was trying to point out just at the time that we went for break earlier is that the wonderful thing that's happening is that we know already that we have an amazing amount of knowledge existing at state universities, in the research departments, and so on and so forth. Now there is a way for the state universities to hook up with the upcoming entrepreneurs. The nexus that's created there is one of almost infinite knowledge. It's a public-private partnership where someone has an idea, comes to university, speaks to the university, and develops the idea further. A portion, a group in that university picks up the idea and markets it. It's a way of doing business that is relatively new. And for us to put a conference where we can see how there is a partnership that's created at the state level that is bearing fruit, mm-hmm. and not just in technology. I'm talking about agricultural ventures, even in reducing the burden on small business, there are some states that have taken steps to reduce the burden on small business.
There's another entity, Radwan, that I see around the country springing up. It's been going on now for a few years, especially in technology, and it's starting to happen in other areas. And that is the development of entrepreneurial centers, incubators, mm-hmm. business incubators, not in the proximity of one of these universities.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. As a matter of fact, one of the presenters of one of the sessions that I moderated was a joint presentation from a researcher that had teamed up in the state of Maine with the Small Business Development Center. They went to Silicon Valley, picked up one of the prominent researchers, brought her to Maine, and created a partnership with the Small Business Development Center.
Mm-hmm.
And this combination of skills and abilities is what's needed, because it provides an opportunity for those who have something. And for example, the inventor is not going to have the business skill set that's needed to bring an idea to the market.
Right. That's actually one of the biggest problems when one of the things that you're talking about is how they're solving this problem, because there are a lot of inventors who have a great idea, but they also think that what they're supposed to do is to manufacture what they think of and to market it and to distribute it into the channels. And the truth is, that's not what they're good at. They're not capitalized to do that.
Exactly.
And what they should be doing is continuing to focus on their ideas and let other people do the other things, which is what they're good at.
Absolutely. And this is there exists a vacuum between those who think of, who come up with ideas, and those who have the resources. And this conference presented to us countless examples of people coming and telling us about what they have at their state, mm-hmm. in their states, saying basically that you have the inventors, you have the folks who know what to do to bring this idea to market, you have the folks that understand what's needed to attract the venture capitalists and to make the idea happen. Now, of course, you have to understand that the selection criteria is very tricky, because not every idea is funded by these institutions.
Right.
But for those who make it, it's amazing.
Well, and the people, here's the thing to remember as we go to a break, folks. The people who have these ideas and who have these inventions, their property is protected. I mean, they keep the patents or whatever. That's something I know that's important to inventors, obviously. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend, Dr. Radwan Sadeh, right after these messages. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend, Dr. Radwan Sadeh, who's an economist with the Office of Economic Research at the Office of Advocacy over at the SBA. And he and his organization, which is headed by Chad Moutray, the chief economist there, do a great job. Folks, I encourage you to go to their website. And I've done this before, but I want to do it again, because I go there just to look around and find out some of the cool things that small business is doing in the aggregate, all of us together. A lot of good information there, especially if you want to see some information. I went there recently, Radwan, to do some research of my own in your FAQ section. There, mm-hmm. there's actually some great statistics in the FAQ section, isn't there?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And here's that website, folks. It's sba.gov/ADVO, stands for advocate. www.sba.gov/ADVO. I encourage you to check it out and just to see just how big small business is in the United States, for example. And Radwan, there's another website that you told me about where people can go and find out a little bit about how this public-private partnership is working that you've been describing. Give us that website again, please.
Absolutely. And this website, and again, I'm not endorsing anything. It's just what I'd like people to see is those who have access to an internet connection can go to www.mips.umd.edu.
That's mips.universityofmaryland.umd.edu, which is the suffix for universities and for education. And this is a site where people can see what the puzzle looks like when all the pieces have been put together, doesn't it?
It depicts what it looks like when all the little wheels connect.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Radwan, it hasn't been that long ago to use my puzzle metaphor, when you had all these little disparate pieces of this puzzle out there wandering around trying to find success. You had education in their own little world. You had inventors in their own little world. You had corporations that wanted new ideas, but they didn't know where the inventors were, and there was no real clearinghouse, was there? There wasn't much of a place where people could go and meet each other. But this is what you guys are working on right now. You're making that happen, aren't you?
I mean, it's just I'm hoping that we're helping give a face to these ventures. I'm hoping that as we speak of them, as we publish proceedings, the proceedings of the conference will be available pretty soon, and they'll be posted on our website, and we'll have hard copies for those who'd like them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be out there for the world to see that at the state level, there's amazing things happening. For those who go to that website, they'll see, for example, that the Hughes Network Systems for Direct Way Satellite Internet Product started at the Maryland Industrial Partnership Center. And the Direct Way is a godsend to people in the rural communities who don't have cable and who don't have DSL.
Right.
The Direct Way is a satellite that gives them a broadband connection.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that this is someone who had an idea, who developed the technology, but had no venue, outright venue, to develop it, speaks to a group at the University of Maryland that develops the idea and takes it to market.
And makes the inventor rich in the process.
In the process, the inventor is rich. But here's an important point, Jim. You spoke earlier of patents.
Mm-hmm.
The presenter from the University of Maryland was asked that question, who holds the patent? She said that so long as the idea came from the inventor,
mm-hmm.
the inventor holds the patent.
Right.
It is his patent or her patent. The university does not take credit for the idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's the inventor's.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crucial. I mean, it is absolutely crucial that...
Well, see, that's where the challenge comes in. When a little inventor meets a bigger organization, they're always worried that somebody's going to steal their cargo. And in these cases, they're very, very protective of that and make sure that doesn't happen. Radwan, we've run out of time. Thank you for being here. Thank you for helping us with this. Folks, I encourage you to go to the Office of Advocacy website, sba.gov/advo. Check that out whenever you can. Radwan, will you come back another day and visit with us again?
Absolutely, Jim. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you for being here. Good job today. And again, tell Chad and his wife congratulations on the new baby.
Thank
Dr. Radwan Sadeh, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get him back another day. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.